It's positive and encouraging.
And it's only on K-Love.
Here's Dan Dillard.
All right, so you're outside of San Antonio, Texas, Mike, deep in the heart of Texas, and you've got this Halloween lights display. I don't know if that's a big deal in Texas. It's pretty unique. I just got off the YouTube video. Unbelievable. First off, for those that won't be able to check it out, for those outside of San Antonio, or even for people that can see it, what's going on there in your front yard? Give us a description of what all is out there.
What I did is I built a, I call them the smashed pumpkins, but I built a band, two guitarists and a drummer in my front yard, and I animated all to Christian rock songs, and just a way of us reaching out to the community a little bit.
How many lights are we talking about out there?
For this display, there's probably about 5,000 lights.
5,000, okay. And you do a huge Christmas lights display, too. I guess you're kind of known. You're talked about in many circles around San Antonio, aren't you?
Yes. For Christmas, I do about 50,000 lights over 2 miles of extension cords. It gets pretty intense.
So this is just an appetizer, more or less, for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, but cool at the same time, because people don't really think of Halloween as a, I don't know, family-friendly or as a Christian holiday, certainly. It has some pretty sketchy roots. But neat to kind of cross that bridge a little bit. Is that what you're thinking in general, is just to give it a Christian flair when, you know, there really isn't one unless you do kind of go out of your way to do it?
Well, yeah, we kind of do go out of our way. My wife and I, we have been attending fall festivals forever, and what we realize is a lot of kids that don't go to fall festivals, so we knew that this would pull a lot of traffic, so we did all the Christian rock and passed out tracts and candy during Halloween just to get the word out as much as we can.
And I think the biggest question I would have as someone that's not real technically savvy is how? Is there a dumbed down way you can tell us how you did it and how long it took you?
Yes. It's all done through a computer, and everything comes back into my computer, and I tell each individual light what to do. So the time frame is very long. It could take anywhere from 3 to 8 hours per minute of music to program. And so if you think it's about roughly 40 hours per song of man hours behind a computer programming these lights that come on and off.
And like you say, most of the songs are indeed Christian or in some way kind of reference the gospel or something like that. What songs are in that track?
The two most popular ones are 12 Stones, The Way I Feel, and DC Talk's Jesus Freak. And then I also got, you know, your traditional Monster Mash and the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song in there.
And the best part about this, Mike, really, you mentioned is the reason you're doing this, all the lights, the Christian songs, and you're even, I think, going to be out there on Halloween itself handing out tracts, but really is to just bridge that gap. So talk more about why you wanted to do this again.
We wanted to do it because there's so many kids that just don't make it to church, don't make it to a fall festival, never ever get to experience the Word of God. So the best way we could figure we could do it is touch the most people is through Halloween, because there's always going to be kids out Halloween trick-or-treating, and so if we can get just a track in their bags, we felt like we accomplished something.
You already seen a long line of cars this week leading up to Halloween, and I imagine it's just going to be multiplied.
They've actually been on for the whole month of October, and so there's, every weekend are more popular, but every night there's family standing out there and cars stopped. I'm anticipating pretty big traffic during Halloween.
What a great display. Great idea on the whole for Halloween. Mike Jones outside of San Antonio, Texas. If you want to check out that light show yourself, we've got it linked up right here on the KLove.com news page. For KLove, I'm Dan Dillard.